Track 12, and this week's feature item consists of a few of the more interesting extracts from the latest edition of Devon Insights Quarterly Magazine. The reader is, as usual, the CEO, Graham Flynn, and the extracts last just over 10 minutes. Apologies to those of you who receive your own copies of the magazine and have already heard them.
Royal Eye Infirmary Plymouth relocates. Located on William Prance Road, the new three-floor facility brings together the outpatient and surgical eye treatments that were provided at Derriford Hospital. With an ageing population, the need for high-quality eye care and eye issues are going to continue to increase, with more people experiencing conditions such as cataracts, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. However, the new REI means more space and more equipment, which is good news for waiting times for patients accessing their services. With more space, staff and equipment, they will be able to treat more patients. In addition, moving the Royal Eye Infirmary off the busy Derriford Hospital site, University Hospitals Plymouth will be able to put more wards in that space and take some of the pressure of emergency department. The new REI includes the addition of a third operating theatre to start to reduce the waiting times of patients from across Devon and Cornwall. The new REI has improved access for patients with a drop-off zone and parking. Robert Johns, a 96-year-old man who started using Plymouth's eye services at the age of five, opened the new state-of-the-art facility. Mr. Johns praised staff as miracle workers for the service they provide. He said the infirmary gave me enough sight to do everything I wanted to do. Influencing change. Devon Sight Loss Conference Review. Devon Insight was proud to host the Devon Sight Loss Conference on Friday the 20th of October at the Mercure Exeter Rougemont Hotel in central Exeter. The theme for the conference was Making Devon a Sight Loss Friendly County. The event included speakers from across the sight loss sector, a Living Well with Sight Loss exhibition, and incorporated Devon Insight's 98th Annual General Meeting. Particularly well received was our keynote speaker, Professor Paolo Eduardo Stanger from the Retina Clinic London. He talked about the latest research into age-related macular degeneration and the benefits of being involved in research. Professor Stanger and his team were available to talk directly with delegates and answer any questions they had. The audience very much enjoyed a talk from Glenn Tookie of Sight and Sound Technology Limited. Glenn spoke of the advances being made in assistive technology. He reminded us that so much assistive technology is already available on our smartphones. It was interesting to hear that we could soon have a day where people could benefit from a robot guide dog. Alison Bagnall from Devon County Council Sensory Team spoke about the services of the Rehabilitation Officers for Vision Impairment. ROVIs, Rehabilitation Officers for Visual Impairment, provide assessment, advice and support to both children and adults with sight and hearing problems. They can help you to remain or become more independent. Karen Rose from Devon County Council Transport Coordination Service outlined the breadth of the work that the transport team and Devon Insight's involvement in the Connecting You project. She shared our work to educate bus drivers around disability issues. The Living Well with Sightless exhibition took place in the rather splendid Cavendish Suite with its columns and high ornate ceilings. Exhibitors came from across the county to support the conference. An independent living feature, Healthy Homes for Wellbeing Service. Exeter Community Energy's Healthy Homes for Wellbeing project provides free energy and money-saving advice for people living in Exeter, Mid Devon, East Devon, Teignbridge and Torbay. Their team of home energy advisors provide practical energy advice and support with the aim of helping residents save money and stay warm in their homes. they can help you with tariff checks and supplier switching, registering for the Priority Services Register, energy and water saving tips and advice, grants for insulation and heating, heating control advice, smart meters, support with benefit checks and debt help, fuel vouchers, and very much more. Devon Insight client Ray from Torbay visited the Exeter Community Energy Stand at the Devon Sight Loss Conference. Ray said, "I made an appointment for a home visit by a representative from Exeter Community Energy. I was hoping to learn something to my advantage and possibly save some money. A home energy advisor visited me at home and provided me with free energy and money-saving advice, including advice on an accessible in-home display. He also gave me impartial advice on my energy tariff, and he checked to ensure my white goods were efficient, and in the event they needed upgrading, if eligible, they could also provide grants to replace them. Whilst there, he changed my light bulbs to energy-saving LED bulbs. I have no hesitation in recommending the Exeter Community Energy Healthy Homes for Wellbeing free energy checks to others. For more information, you can be referred to the Energy Community Energy Project by ringing the Devon Insight Helpline. And that telephone number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Now something totally different. Speaker seminars for winter 2023 and spring 2024. Devon Insight's telephone-based sight loss seminars are an opportunity for you to hear from our partners across the health and social care and voluntary sectors in the comfort of your own home. Sight loss speaker seminars take place every second Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. The telephone number is 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. Calls from your home telephone or mobile are free. Okay, here's the programme of forthcoming events. On Tuesday the 12th of December, that's Tuesday the 12th of December, Race Across the World and Beyond. Tricia Sale and her friend Kathy Rowe took part in the third series of the hit BBC television series Race Across the World. Tricia, who is severely visually impaired, and Kathy raced across Canada without smartphones, internet access or credit cards, and on a very limited budget. Our guest speakers are Tricia Sale, who's a Community Connection Coordinator for RNIB in Devon, and Kathy Rowe, a pharmacy manager who lives in Wales. On Tuesday the 9th of January, that's Tuesday the 9th of January 2024, Making Community Energy Work for Everybody. Exeter Community Energy was established by eight local people in 2014 who were brought together by Transition Exeter's Energy Group. Their vision is for renewable energy projects to bring about practical change in our community by addressing energy-related challenges. Our guest speaker is Tara Bowers, Healthy Homes Project Manager from Exeter Community Energy. On Tuesday the 13th of February, that's Tuesday the 13th of February, introducing Devon Carers. This is a service provided by Devon-based charity Westbank and is commissioned jointly by Devon County Council and the NHS Devon Clinical Commissioning Group to provide support services and assessments to unpaid carers across Devon. Our guest speaker is Hayley Buscombe. She's the Community Engagement Lead for Devon Carers. And now a review of one of our recent sight loss speaker events, Globetrotting with George Jones. On Tuesday the 10th of October, I welcomed George Jones and his mother Caroline to our monthly telephone-based sight loss speaker event. Despite being severely visually impaired, George has set himself the challenge of visiting 30 countries before his 30th birthday. It was a delight to hear George share his post-diagnosis journey to becoming a clean globetrotter. Prior to his sight loss, George had a career in hospitality and catering, working as a chef at several local pubs and restaurants in South Devon. Sadly, this changed when his sight condition meant that he could no longer distinguish colours correctly. George explained, "I have bilateral optic atrophy, which means that my sight has deteriorated, and I now have between 6 to 8% sight left. Since losing my sight, I've been to college and achieved several Level 3 courses at college in Hereford. These qualifications will hopefully allow me to return to work." Caroline recalled the day that George had accepted an invitation to visit a friend in New Zealand. Her abiding memory was waving her blind son off, knowing that he couldn't even read the signs at the airport. Despite his solo holiday experience, George confessed, "I enjoy travelling and taking my mother with me. I particularly love cruising and would like to visit as many countries as I can. We're a pretty good team together." Having been bitten by the travelling bug, George shared his inspirational tales of visiting countries like Alaska, Iceland and New Zealand. He talked fondly of whale watching and the fact that despite his poor sight, he can still experience so much on his travels through his other senses. Regular caller Les Mazurek suggested that George ought to try and find a way to write an internet blog or a book about his travels.